Today being the 21st day of Ramadan, 1441 years after the Hijrah of the Prophet, equivalent to 14th May, 2020 years after the era of the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, our tafsir from Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria, continues from Ayat 6 in Surat Ankabut. Ustaz Abdul Mumin Yakubu will be reciting the Holy Quran while Professor Abdullah Lukene will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين من جاهد فإنما يجاهد لنفسه إن الله لغني عن العالمين الله تبارك وتعالى after he has told us that all of us in this world will be put to trials and he does that to make us to know who among us tells the truth and who are those that are lying. Then he is now telling us that all of you, this is what you are doing. Man jahada, whoever strives, fa innama yajahid li nafsi, he is only striving for himself. Fa inna allaha ganiyun anil alamin. Because indeed, Allah is self-sufficient to be in need of the universe. Here, this verse speaks volumes of wisdom. When Allah says, "Man jahada fa innama yajahid li nafsi," from here the word jihad is taken. But what is the meaning of jahada, juhudu, jihad? Jahada is to strive, to struggle, to attain something. Juhudu is the amount of effort you put in to get something out or to get something done. Jihad is the act of striving to get what you want to get done. In this case, man jahada فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ. So whoever is striving is not striving for anybody else, he's striving for himself. What is it here? Before the human being, when he is small, he strives to exist. If he's sick, he will try to overcome the sickness. Whatever he can do to exist, he will strive to exist. Then the next level after that is that he will now find out that he's endowed with natural instincts. He wants to eat. When he's hungry, he desires to eat. When he has no clothes on, he wants to wear clothes. When he goes out, he wants to see beautiful things. All these are natural instincts. Where are they coming from? He should ask himself. But why is he trying to eat? Is it for somebody else to be satisfied? No, it's for himself. He is the one who is hungry and wants to eat. No matter how big he is, or the king he is, or the president he is, he will not say, I'm not going to eat. I will allow other people to eat for me. He will still have to eat for himself. The same thing, when he desires anything, like a wife, he will struggle until he can get it. Work, he will struggle until he can get it. And after he is comfortable, he now thinks of having a community. He wants in his community those things that he likes to see, he likes to hear, he wants to know. Then it gets to an extent that there are things he doesn't want to see in his community. So he walks it off, either out of the fact that those things repulse him, or those things endanger his own living. It's at this stage you find a community may say, we don't want such and such a profession within our community because it repulses us. So the whole community will now come together to fight that we don't want to see the gutter in our place dirty. We don't want to see that our street is littered. So here now, the struggle has now left the individual now to community interest. When they now have a fear that something dangerous can come inside their community, they see a young boy, two or three of them, always coming together, trying to play with ladies in an abnormal manner, maybe taking hemp, taking alcohol. The others in the community might say, what we are seeing, if we don't like it, what do we do? Then the others will say, okay, let us come together and fight it. They will come together as the family where these two or three boys come from and talk to them, please hold your children to behave well. These are the things they are doing we don't want. Then the parent may say, okay, we'll talk to our children. They may talk to them, and what they said to them has not yielded any result. They may think, if I as an individual go to the parents to say I'm going to fight it, it will become a problem. Why don't we form a society or an association to fight it? The association now is now formed from the homes of every other person in that community. Then what they are now going to do is what is called jihad. They are now going to fight what the community does not want, because it is a threat to the peace of their community. So when you hear jihad, it comes up in this vein. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he went to Medina, they now had a community. They have told their community, don't steal. If you steal, your hand will be cut off. Don't commit adultery. If you commit adultery, you'll be stoned to death. Don't commit fornication. If you commit fornication, you'll be lashed 100 cans. Don't take alcohol because it will affect your intellect. These are the things the community was teaching, was being taught by the leader of the community, who is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. By the time the community was speaking this, everybody agreed that this man is our leader. What he says is our command. Then suddenly, somebody in the community says, no, me, I must continue to take my alcohol. If he continues, he will lure other people into it, and all the gains made by obedience to this leader will be lost. The community will now say, we have to form an association to fight this. What is our name? We are Muslims. We Muslims will now fight a jihad to make sure that this ill is taken away from our community. By the time they fight, then we find that those boys that are doing those things find allies and friends in another community that is not in this community. They will now be sending them support. Then we'll now go to the other community and tell them, we see you sending support to these people. Please stop it. We don't want this in our own community. They will tell you no. They have freedom to support whoever they want to support. You now have to ask your community to also stand up and fight that other community. So jihad has now left you to another place. all jihad fought in Islam was in this vein. Jihad was not fought to force people into Islam, because la ikraha fi din qad tabayyana ar-rushd min al-ghayy. This religion, you are doing it because of Allah. Allah created all of us, we are his slaves. But he says he has given you freedom to decide to whether to even worship him at all or how to worship him. So there is no compulsion in religion. But when a community is staying in peace, having their own culture, and you decided that in the name of what you call freedom, you can introduce another culture that will, degrade their own culture, they have a right to stand up and fight you. It's on this level that Islam fights. Islam will first of all introduce their religion to another community that is trying to assist the recalcitrants in their own society. When they refuse, they say, okay, let us come into a peace agreement. You will not tamper with our own people. You will not tamper with our culture. When those people say, no, we are not entering into an agreement with anybody, then they are now an enemy state. Then Islam fight them. It's in this way the Prophet started by sending letters to different communities surrounding Medina. After Medina has been secured to be a Muslim state, those that did not wish to fight the Prophet did not fight them. But those that said, we will not enter an agreement, they became an enemy state and they were fought. Then we say struggle. If you struggle to earn a livelihood, that food, is it for somebody else? It's for you. But we said just now, you struggle because of the natural instinct in you. And how does it come about? Allah said he is self-sufficient to need anything in this universe. Allah is not only self-sufficient to need anything in the universe, he is self-sufficient of even his own attributes and even his own essence. Allah can do without his attributes. He can do without his essence. He doesn't need any of this. All this Allah did for you, because you are brought into this world. You found that this world was already prepared to receive you. The oxygen is there for you. The air is there for you. The water is there for you. The sun was put there for you. The moon was put there for you. For you to be able to count, to be able to have energy, to be able to have your food. Everything was already put in place for you. Is it Allah that is going to use the water? And after that is put in place for you, Allah for that did one thing that most of our rich people don't like doing. The rich man, most of the time, or the king, most of the time, because of the fear of losing his kingdom, anytime the poor goes to him, he will take out of his wealth and give it to the poor to go away. Just like most of the time on the street, you just take money, you give it to somebody who is begging to go away. But a sincere person who wants good for you will not just take money and give to you. What will he do? He will set you up and make you to be self-sufficient. So tomorrow you don't come back to him. So from here, Allah has his own attributes. Ar-Rahim, Al-Maliku, Al-Quddusu, As-Salamu, Al-Muminu, Al-Muhaiminu, Al-Azizu, Al-Jabbaru, Al-Mutaqabbiru. All these names are attributes that Allah has for you. So what he does is he gives you from his own attribute a portion of it so that you are self-sufficient in carrying out your duties without necessarily going back to anybody. Suddenly you are strong, so you can go with your strength, get the food you want to eat. But if he just gives you the food you want, then you have to go back to him when you need another food. But he gives you the strength, the wisdom, the knowledge, the riches, so that you don't have to go back to Allah. But a person who is sensible knows that he is attracting these attributes from Allah, and he worship Allah. So Allah, even the attributes that he can do without it, but all this is what done for you. Then let us come back to you yourself. Are you just in this world to eat? And you meant that there is food in this world. There are fruits in this world. There are animals for you to slaughter and eat. Rain comes and things grow. Whatever is taken away is replaced. Why will Allah give you all this? A sensible person will ask himself. Is that Allah wants to give you an opportunity to come back to the house of the Abud. Man kana yarju liqa Allah fa inna ajra Allah la'atin. Whoever is it that desires to go back and meet with Allah and stay close to Allah in the future, he has to see how he can acquire attributes that will be praiseworthy. Because nobody wants somebody who is dirty, who is filthy, who is a liar, who is a thief to be close to him. Everybody wants people that are good. Even a thief wants his wife to be honest. Even a cheat wants his close friend to be honest. Which means these are the attributes that you have to acquire. So how do you acquire it? That's why Allah sends us the Quran. Do this, don't do this. Worship me, don't worship other things, so that it can purify you and you become so good that everybody will want you close to him. Don't you see? When a man of God is sincere, everybody runs to him. Even if he has money, people know that he will give out away his money, because they believe he doesn't need it. So when it comes to you, Allah asks you that you should pray obligatory prayer. If you pray, you are making jihad to clean yourself. That is called jihad nafs. You are making jihad now, struggling now to be an excellent human being. That's why you have jihad of fighting a community war to bring peace to your community, and also jihad of yourself to bring peace and excellence to yourself. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ, he said, the other one where the community fights to bring peace to the community is jihad al-asgar, is the smaller jihad. The bigger jihad is when individuals fight to be excellent. Because if individuals are fighting to be excellent, even evil comes to your community, nobody will have bothered about it. Because everybody is excellent, and that excellence alone will drive away evil. So when you are asked, man jahada fa innama yujahidu li nafsihi, whoever is struggling or striving is for himself. When you pray 5 times daily prayer, is Allah going to eat your prayer? Of course, no. When you stand up at night and you recite the Quran, will Allah take your recitation and to benefit him? No. When you fast, as we are all fasting now, we are not eating food. Are we giving the food back to God? Of course not. When you sacrifice, Allah said, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُهُمُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ تَقْوَيْ مِنْكُمْ. When we slaughter the animal that we are making for sacrifice, the blood, we see it go to the ground. Allah does not take it. The meat, we share it and we eat it again. What goes to Allah then? It is that concern, that fear of Allah you have that goes to Allah. That's what Allah wants to see. That fear that you love Allah, you care for Allah, you don't want to offend him. So therefore, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah for sure is self-sufficient to need the whole of the creation. He created it for you. Even his attributes, he's sufficient without it. Even his essence, he's sufficient without it.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لنكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولنجزينهم أحسن الذي كانوا يعملون. Therefore, والذين آمنوا, those who believe, وعملوا الصالحات, and do righteous and good work, لنكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم. We shall wipe away their evil deeds, their bad deeds. ولنجزينهم, and we shall reward them, بأحسن الذي كانوا يعملون, with the excellent work that they have been doing. Here, we should try our best to believe. when he sees somebody walking in the hot sun and going somewhere, and you ask him, in this hot sun, where are you going? Know that where he's going, he has to believe there's benefit in it for him. So if you don't believe, then you will not stand up to walk. But when you believe there's benefit in something for you, you will stand up to walk. Somebody tells you, oh, you are looking for a wife? Yes. There is a wife of this great man I know. Very beautiful. Very dutiful. Let us go and see her. I'll be able to make you to marry her. You forget about all that you are doing. You send the money that you kept, you say you will not spend. You take it out now. Buy fuel and start being on the road. Why? Because you believe. One lazy in an army. So if you believe, be sure of your belief, what Amilu Salihati is that you are going to do good work. So here again, this is where our governments, our big people, should try to make the populace believe in them. If everybody sees that you are working towards their good, they will believe in you and they will go ahead and do good work. You wouldn't even have to tell them to do good work. But when people see that you are corrupt, taking their money, then you are asking them, they should be honest. How can they be honest? When you see a minister, you are told he's earning probably just 2 million naira in a month. And you know before he became a minister, he didn't have a big house. He didn't have so many cars. Now he has so much and you are seeing it in him. How can the same government come to you and say, don't be corrupt? Believe is very important. And when, like we just said, try not to go into excesses. Take what you need for yourself. You need to have a balance in all these things. Somebody annoys you, how do you reply? Somebody does good for you, how do you, do you show your loyalty? So belief is important. Allah sends us the Quran. He told us he created the world. If we see what we are having, what we are eating, anytime you take a fruit, you eat it, then know that the like of it is in paradise. You are once in paradise. That's why the food there was brought to you, the type here, so that you know the one you are eating here is just a little. Haza rizqna min qabl wa utu bihi mutashabiha wa lahum fiha azwajun mutahharatun wa hum fiha khalidun. All that you are enjoying in this world, you had it in the paradise before you came to the world. So the little of it was given to you. So to remember that this is the kind of what you are once fed with. When you go back, you get the real of it. Believe in Allah. Believe in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that you can do work for the hereafter. And long to meet with Allah. Because if you don't long to meet with Allah, then of course you are going to go to hell. Allah said, those that don't believe that they are going to be with us, and they are pleased with this world, and they are so settled and tranquil with this world. So these people, Allah said, their abode finally is going to be hell. So don't allow yourself not to belong to be with Allah. So if you believe, then do good work that will take you to Allah. Allah said here, لَنُكَفْفَرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. All his bad work, we shall wipe it away. Because anytime you believe, you do good work, you remember the bad work you did in the past. You don't want even to think about it. You don't want anybody to even know that in the past you did such and such a bad work. Allah will say, don't worry. لَنُكَفْفَرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. You are now doing good work. You have said, astaghfirullah, I will wipe that bad away. Nobody will even know that you have ever done that bad work. At-taibu min al-zambi, kaman la zambala. The one that repents from a sin is like the one that has not sinned. Then, وَتَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمُ أَحْسَنَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah said, I will make you, as you are doing good work, you'll be getting more excellent, more excellent. At the end of the day, you be such an excellent person that it is your excellent work that will determine who you are. Not the bad work that you are doing, that you remembered and you left. That you had somebody preaching, calling you to Allah and you left. You are doing zina, you are taking alcohol, you are killing people, you are telling lies, then you heard that if you leave it, Allah will forgive you. If you do good work, Allah will take you to paradise. Then Allah will say, okay, since you have left it, I forgive you. I'll wipe it away from your book. You are doing good work, then Allah will be improving you on those good work. Araki, Allah is one that gives you taraki, that you'll be climbing, getting better, until Allah will so do it. By the time you are elderly, you don't even have any bad thought of anybody. You only have good thoughts of Allah, and you want to meet with Allah. Man ahabba lika Allah, ahabba Allah lika ahu. At that stage, you are 60, you are 70, all that bothers you is just to worship, and you want to meet with Allah. Allah said, I will now pay you with the best of the work that you do. The bad ones I'll wipe away.
ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حسنا وإن جاهداك لتشرك بي ما ليس لك به علم فلا تطعهما إلي مرجعكم فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعملون
وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is starting another paragraph of this chapter. He has told us we are going to be tested to know how truthful we are. Is it that we are longing to go back to Allah, or we are not longing to go back to Allah? If we are longing to go back to Allah, are we struggling for that? When we struggle for that, do we believe in the promises of Allah? Are we doing good work to attain what we want to get from Allah? Yes. Then the first test that you have in your life is with those that love you and that you love. So Allah is not telling us, وَوَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا. وَوَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ. We have advised and we have instructed man, بِوَالِدَيْهِ, with respect to his parents, the two of them, حُسْنًا, that he should be nice to the two of them. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ. If, however, these two of them that I ask you to be nice to, jahadaka, they struggle with you and strive that you should associate partners that you don't know with me, falatihuma, don't obey them. Ilayya marji'ukum, you and them, all of you are coming back to me. Fa'unabbi'ukum, then where I will inform you, ma kuntum ta'amalun, all that you have been doing, is it good, is it bad, is it satisfactory, is it not satisfactory? Here there is this sahabat of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's a very popular sahabat, Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabat of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is the daughter of Hamnat bint Abi Sufyan. Abi Sufyan is known to be a rich person in Makkah, highly influential. The daughter's son, this Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas, heard about Islam. He was still very young, in his teenage age, and he said he will become a Muslim. And he loves his mother so much. The mother loves him so much, and he became a Muslim. Then the mother had. The mother had not been to Abi Sufyan. Sa'ad, you have entered this religion? He said, yes. Look at our family. Look at what we believe in. Look at what our community is in. You went to follow this person? He said, yes. Go and denounce your religion. Sa'ad himself said, I'm the third to Islamize outside the household of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I am the third. When he told Sa'ad, Sa'ad said, my dear mother, he said, yes, I will not relive this religion. It's okay. I will make you to live it. I know you love me. I know you don't want people to abuse you. He called his people. Take me to the sun. She went to the sun. He was still strong. She sat in the sun. I will not eat. I will not drink until I die. It is shameful that it will be said, my son has gone to accept this religion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is shameful. Therefore, I'm not going to accept it. It's better I stay in the sun. I will not eat, I will not drink until I die. She went and she stayed there. Then she fainted. The son, Saad, went. He said, oh mother, he said, yes. Pour water on her. Put food through her mouth by force. He said, even if you have 100 lives and you decide not to eat and drink and die, and another life is given to you and you die up to each of the 100, I will not leave this religion. It is then the mother knows that what his son is up to is not a small issue, because she knows how much the son loves her. For the son to have taken such a decision shows that what the son is up to is more than what she can cope up. So she left the son, came back, and she started eating and drinking. So Allah sent this, telling him that that man has been instructed that he should be nice to his parents, whether they are Muslims or they are not Muslims, period, you have to be nice to them. Even if your parent, you find them, they are not Muslims. For example, they are Christians and they went to church. They call you, come and take me from the church. You must go and take them and return them back home. You should not assist them in the practice of their religion, but you should not allow them to suffer. You must have absolute respect for them, but you shouldn't have absolute obedience for them. Absolute obedience is only to Allah. La ta'ati li makhluqin fi ma'asiyati al-khaliq. There is no obedience to any creature in disobedience to the creator. So Saad refused, and this verse was sent because of him. This Saad bin Abi Waqqas later become a great person in Islam. Sayyidina Umar suggested him to one of the six to be considered to lead Muslims after him. He was later sent to Kufa. He built Kufa, that's in Iraq, and he took Islam to China. In Guangzhou, if you still go, the mosque that is built after him is there. But he later returned back to Medina, and that's where he died and is buried. So Saad bin Abi Waqqas is a great man, and this verse and the one in Surat Luqman and that in Surat Al-Ahqaf all were revealed because of him. May Allah give us his blessing, and may Allah give us the strength to be able to stay firm. So the first test we have, like I said it, this particular surah is teaching us on how to struggle to become excellent, how to defeat all the enemies that are surrounding us, starting from yourself, Jihad al-Akbar. But if you don't fight with yourself to clean yourself, you will see a time that you're going to fight others. You are eating haram, and you say you want to fight somebody to become a Muslim. You that you are eating haram. You are eating haram, and you say you want to build mosque for Allah. Your brother is there, he cannot eat, he cannot feed himself, and you go to the public that you want to donate. So you have to fight, clean yourself, make yourself a noble person, then with that nobility, you can use to get other people, attract people to yourself. So, وَأَسَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ غَوَالْدَيْ حُسْنًا وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. You are going to all go back to Allah. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Then he's going to tell you what you have been doing, what was correct, what was not correct, how you did well, how you did not do well. May Allah make us to do well.
Amen.
والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لندخلنهم في الصالحين.
والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لندخلنهم في الصالحين. الحمد لله. Allah said, والذين آمنوا, those that believe, وعملوا الصالحات, and do righteous work, لندخلنهم في الصالحين, we shall enter them among the pious righteous servants of Allah. Which means, again, Allah is telling you, no matter the community you are in today here, have intention to do good work, and do good work after believing in those work that you are doing. Allah will not only pay you with good work, He will put you in the community of righteous people that are better than you. The prophets, the great saintly servants of Allah, the shuhada, people that died witnessing Allah, and then the other righteous servants, Allah will put you in their community on the day of judgment. On the day of judgment, you are not going to see riffraffs. Because today, to be able to do this, you need a lot of patience. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَنَبْلُوَ أَخْبَارَكُمْ. Allah said, we are going to test you until we know among you who are the mujahid, the true mujahid, and who are those that have patience. So you can see now that jihad is not just for you to go and, it's not the issue of just fighting war. Because you are talking of patience here now. Who among you is patient to fight himself until he is an excellent person? Allah said, we are going to test you. And we are going to also test what is your information. How do people know you? Don't worry. As you are doing this, those that don't believe in the path of Allah are going to make jest of you. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَدْحَكُونَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ فَكِهِينَ وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَٰؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ وَمَا أُنْذِرَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. If you have faith in Allah and you believe in Allah, a lot of people are going to see you as fool. For example, you are doing good to people, giving money to people. Some people come and tell you, look, I always see you give money, why don't you go and change your car? They are not saying that the car you have now is not good for, it cannot serve you. Why can't you go and change your car? Yes, if your car is bad, you can change. Or somebody will say, this money you are just putting about, you have built a better house now. This house is not comfortable enough. You believe in what you are doing. So those that don't believe in what you believe in will laugh at you. Don't bother. They will even say you are the one that you are not on the road. In Muhammadan, that you are astray, but you are not astray. That's why Allah is telling us not only that He's going to reward you with your excellent, the best of your work, He will also put you in the community of those that are righteous servants of Allah. These are the prophets, people like Moses, people like Jesus Christ, people like Prophet Muhammad. Then you'll be in their community. What do you want with the community of these so-called people that are just, all they know is how to go and commit fornication, to steal people's money, to do evil work? Do you want their community? So select your community from this world. Be among those that believe and do good work.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ وَلَئِنْ جَاءَ نَصْرٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكَ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّا كُنَّا مَعَكُمْ أَوَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَعْلَمَ بِمَا فِي صُدُورِ الْعَالَمِينَ.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ فإذا أوذي في الله جعل فتنة الناس كعذاب الله ولئن جاء نصر من ربك ليقولن إنا كنا معكم أوليس الله بأعلم بما في صدور العالمين الله تبارك وتعالى is now telling us that ومن الناس there are those out of men من يقول آمنا بالله they will come out and say truly we have faith we believe in Allah and his message فإذا أوزي في الله when they are now tormented in the sake of Allah or in the path of Allah jara fitnatan nas ka azabillahi they will take it that the torment they are getting from human beings is punishment from Allah wa idha jaa nasrun min rabbika but if help was to come from Allah now and suddenly the tide turns and the Muslims are in a good side they will now suddenly say inna kunna ma'akum let us share out of what you are now having we used to be with you we have always been with you alaysa allah bi ala bima fi sidr al alamin allah is asking does not allah knows what is in the breast and in the heart of every part of the whole of the universe here allah is telling us that let's not just say we believe we should be seen to be acting as those that believe ya ayyuhallazina amanu lima taquluna ma la taf'alun khabara maktan indallahi an taqulu ma la taf'alun Allah is saying in another place you that you say you believe why would you say what you will not act on is a capital sin is a capital ill for you to say what you know you are not going to do here there is no way that you believe in something that it will not be seen in you and when you believe in something know that you will not just get it man jahada fayna ma jahid li nafsihi you are going to have to struggle to get it by your natural instinct you are hungry even if there is food in your house it has to be cooked if you have no food you have to go and look for food you cannot just stay and say it will come Let us take a simple example that all of us we are faced with. You want to see, let's say, a minister. This minister, let us assume that he is your friend, but he's now a minister. Can you just walk out from your house and just go into his office and see him? No. As you are going, you will meet that there are gate men. These gate men, their job is to stop people from coming to see the minister. Their job is not to assist people to come and see the minister. To them, anybody that is coming to see the minister is a person that should be suspected. So, to a large extent, they are going to try their best to stop you. But depending on how you behave to them, how you show them the proof that you have an appointment with the minister, they will allow you to pass. It's not by misbehaving that you will pass. That's how you'll be jumping all the hurdles up to the time you even come to see the secretary. The secretary may decide not to allow you to see him. But if you also behave well and show a good decorum, you finally are able to go and see him. In the case of Allah, there is nobody that is stopping you from seeing Allah but yourself. You are the only one stopping yourself from seeing God. When Allah said, "Man kana yarju liqa'a Allah," whoever wishes to meet with Allah, everybody will tell you that he wishes to meet with Allah. Okay, then Allah will ask you, "You want to meet with me? Come." How do you meet with Allah? The Prophet ﷺ said, "Make ablution to clean your physical self, clean your spiritual self, and make salah. In your salah, you will meet with Allah." Then, the first thing you are asked to say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the whole universe. But when you said Allahu Akbar, you have already said Allah is the greatest. When you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin, not that you are going to stay with the Alamin part. You are supposed to pass the Alamin and go to Allah. You said Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Malik Yawmiddin, the King of the Day of Judgment. you are saying Iyyaka Na'budu, and part of the Alamin is still with you, which means you are still struggling with the gatekeeper of the Alamin. So as long as you are still quarreling with the gate man, can you get to where the minister is? You can't. The same thing, as long as your mind is still with the creations of Allah, you can't get to where Allah is. So in the case of Allah, there is no gate man that is stopping you from seeing Allah at any time. You are the person that is stopping yourself from seeing God. That's why you find out that the closest a person is to Allah, like Allah said, who was Sajid when he is in state of sujada. Sujada means when you have completely given up everything but Allah. That's why you find when somebody is in a state of fear, suddenly maybe he enters in the night, he's struggling. These are Amrobas everywhere. They are holding on. At that stage, his mind is on nothing, just Allah. You find at that time, he is very close to Allah. That is the time that Allah can easily answer you, because you have removed everything from the creation but Allah and the Prophet. So whenever you see that there's a hurdle in life, don't take that hurdle that, oh, Allah is punishing me. What is Allah punishing you? فَإِذَا أُوْزِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. Punishment of Allah. Do you know the punishment of Allah? All you see in this world is just nafhatun, just a breath of what is coming from hellfire, just a breath. If you see the punishment of Allah, wallahi, you don't exist again. So don't have any problem. Say, ah, why did God do this to me? Why did God? There are people who say this. Check yourself. You are the first hijab that does not allow you to get to where Allah is. If you know who Allah is, no matter the problem you have, you will go back to Allah begging Him to take you away from that problem and know that He meant well for you. وَإِذَا أُوْزِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ جَاءَ وَلَا إِنْ جَاءَ نَصْرٌ مِنْ رَبِّكَ لَا يَكُلْنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا مَعَكُمْ أَوَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِعَلَمٍ مَا فِي صُدُورِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah for sure knows what is in the heart of every part of the creation. He knows what is in your heart. He knows what you are thinking about. When you say you are standing in front of Him and you said, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, He knows that it is not Him that you are talking to. You are still in your mind talking to the things that you are looking in the world. So since you have not left the world, go back to it. You have not seen Allah.
وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ.
وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has told us, what you say from your mouth, Allah will tell you, are you telling the truth or are you telling lies? Allah is now saying, does Allah not know what is in the heart of the whole of His creation? Then Allah said, وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Therefore, those that believe, Allah is going to show that really this will they believe. He is going to bring that knowledge out. وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. And He's going to bring the knowledge out that these people, they are hypocrites. Because when you stand, nobody knows, do you believe or you don't believe? It's what you say that everybody believes. Sometimes your body language may show that you believe, but Allah will get you to a place where everybody will know truly. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَعَرَفْتَهُمْ بِسِيمَيْهُمْ وَلَا تَعْرِفَنَّهُمْ فِي لَعْنِ الْقَوْلِ وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ. Allah said in the Quran, in Surah Al-Fatih, He said, Surah Muhammad, He said, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ we'll have, if we so wish, we can show you. Immediately you see somebody, you say, this is a munafiq, and this is a mu'min. But He said, وَلَا تَعْرِفَنَّهُمْ فِي لَعْنِ الْقَوْلِ, but you surely, you are going to know them from their inconsistency in their speeches. So let us be very careful. Allah will show the world, do we really believe or we don't believe? That's why you find out that some people may be so graceful and so celebrated. One day, Allah will show the world what He is doing that nobody knows. This is how those that are called ulama su, that is evil scholars, are shown. Suddenly something would show that this man is an evil scholar. Sometimes a person may be labeled an evil scholar, and by the time he died, everybody will know that he was never an evil scholar. Because whatever was missing, the missing link, that people did not know who he is, everybody will come to know. So all this is telling us that all of us, let's be in a good community. If you are going to meet somebody to take advice, an Islamic advice from, let him also be somebody that is known to be a good Muslim, a pious servant of Allah. Not that somebody, you are just going to him because of his ostentatious way of living, because you see him with plenty of money. That is not what is used in deciding a man of God. A man of God is known by his righteousness.
وقال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا اتبعوا سبيلنا ولنحمل خطاياكم وما هم بحاملين من خطاياهم من شيء إنهم لكاذبون.
وقال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا اتبعوا سبيلنا ولنحمل خطاياكم وما هم بحاملين من خطاياهم من شيء ولا يحملن أثقالهم وأثقالا مع أثقالهم ولا يسألن يوم القيامة ولا يحملن أثقالهم مع أثقال ولا يحملن أثقالا مع أثقالهم وما هم بحاملين من خطاياهم من شيء إنهم لكاذبون. وقال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا اتبعوا سبيلنا ولنحمل خطاياكم وما هم بحاملين من خطاياهم من شيء إنهم لكاذبون. Those that disbelieve, قال الذين كفروا, those that disbelieve in Allah, that deny Allah, they will tell those that believe. وقال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا, they tell those that believe, اتبعوا سبيلنا ولنعمل خطاياكم, follow our path. If there is any fault that you come across, we'll help you to hold, to carry that fault. Allah said, وَمَا هُمْ بِحَامِلِينَ مِنْ خَطَايَهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, they're in no way able to take your own fault from you. إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ, they are only telling lies. Here, there is this man called Wal bin Mughira. He used to tell people, stop following Muhammad. Whatever you are afraid of, when we go on Day of Judgment, I'll take this fault from you and hold it. It's fire? Wait, I will stop you from entering fire. Because they are so powerful, these people really believe in them. Because Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is telling us here that وَمَا هُمْ بِحَامِلِينَ مِنْ خَطَايَهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, even they, when they see their fault, they cannot carry it on Day of Judgment. إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ, they are only but liars. Let us not follow people because of what they have in this world, thinking that they suffice us from Allah. If you have no food, beg Allah for food. A man who is very rich, don't think because of his riches he can take the burden of feeding you. Therefore, he can also take the burden of putting you, of making you not to go to hell on the Day of Judgment. They are in no way able to take their own fault, let alone to take your own fault.
وَلَا يَحْمِلُنَّ أَثْقَالَهُمْ وَأَثْقَالًا مَعَ أَثْقَالِهِمْ وَلَيُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ.
وَلَا يَحْمِلُنَّ أَثْقَالَهُمْ وَأَثْقَالًا مَعَ أَثْقَالِهِمْ وَلَيُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. وَلَا يَحْمِلُنَّ أَثْقَالَهُمْ وَأَثْقَالًا مَعَ أَثْقَالِهِمْ. They are for sure going to carry their own dirty work that they have done. It's the weight on them. They are going to carry it. وأثقال مع أثقالهم. They are going to carry such other dirty weights along with their own. And on the day of judgment, what is Aluna, they are going to be asked, Amma Kani Aftarun, what is it that they have fabricated, the lies that they have fabricated? Here, Allah said in the Quran, Wala taziru wazratan wizra ukhri, that a person will not carry the load of another person. This is true. When Allah said they are going to carry their own evil load and then other evil loads along with their evil load, how does this correlate with Wala taziru wazratan wizra ukhri, that a person will not take somebody's else load? Ad-da'ilu ila al-khayri kafa'ilihi. The Prophet said, whoever shows on to a good work is like the one who has done the good work. The same thing, whoever shows to an evil work is like the one who has done the evil work. There are people who would not have done an evil work, but they went ahead to do it because you showed it to them. There are children today. Yes, they may take alcohol, they may take substance, but if nobody showed them to those substances, they may not have even gone near it, let alone to take it. So the one that showed them has the sin of the one that has been shown along with their own sin. That's what Allah is saying. Wala yahmiluna asqalahum wa asqalan ma asqalihim. They are going to carry this evil load on themselves and other evil load of those that they showed to do this evil work. So even though somebody else did the work, they are going to also have to carry that load, because without them showing that evil road, it would not have been taken. That's why the Prophet said, "Man sunna sunnatan hasanatan, falahu ajruha wa ajru man amila biha ila yawmil qiyamati. Wa man sunna sunnatan sayyi'atan, falahu wizruha wa wizru man amila biha ila yawmil qiyamati. Wa la yanqus min ujurihim shay'un." For those that have the reward, the Prophet is telling us, let us be very careful. If we are going to do work, let us start a good work. For example, Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came at a time when he saw the world had come together. Kingdom was now specified. It was difficult to get a Muslim community with a Muslim leader ruling with Sharia. Then, what will he do at this stage? He advises his community, engage in purifying yourself. That way, if Allah makes you that you have a good leader, you follow him. If you don't have a good leader, then you know what to do. Do istighfar, do salati, do la ilaha illallah. Then enter into covenant with Allah, so that even when you are not alive, Allah can write it for you, because it's a covenant between you and God. Somebody comes, he said, no, this is bid'ah. The Prophet did not ask you to make istighfar or salati on the Prophet. Allah is love. If not, what is the meaning of saying it is bid'ah? Because of that, he blocked the path of some people from taking it. People, the time that they are supposed to be used in doing this, they are now doing some evil work. All that evil work and the sin will go back to him. Because he said it. They will carry the evil that they have done and other evil that they cause people to do. وَلَا يَمَلُونَ أَسْقَالَهُمْ وَأَسْقَالًا مَأَسْقَالِهِمْ وَلَا يَسْأَلُونَ يَوْمَ الْكِيَامَةِ أَمَّا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. All this that they have fabricated, lies, Allah will ask them in their judgment, what have you done to yourself? So may Allah forgive us.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen us. Amen. Nobody can carry your sin. You are the one to carry your sin. Don't show people to the bad part, then you carry their sins. And they will also carry their own sin, but you carry an equivalent of their own sin. May Allah forgive all of us.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen us in the path of Islam.
Amen.
May Allah make us to be among those that make istighfar often, make salati often on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and always engage in the sin of La ilaha illallah.
Amen.
May Allah forgive our parents.
Amen.
May Allah forgive all our relatives.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen our faith.
Amen.
May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi
Wasallam.
May Allah reward all the Sahabas for us.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen Islam and Muslims.
Amen.
May Allah bring peace to our homes.
Amen.
May Allah take away this disease from us. Jahal Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmid Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
آمين.